Targum Yenison ben Uziel. Targum Yenison ben Uziel. On the pasuk Vayachalaim Vehinei Sula Mutzav Arzo, he writes the following: Zelishayne Vayachalaim, he dreamt. Vehosulama, I'm skipping. Hosulama Vechulei. Vatrein Malachim, the two Malachim, the Azlul Zdoim. The two malachim who went to Sdoim, and these two malachim were Itredum in Alma. Two malachim went to the ones who said, he Mashchisim Anachnu. The two malachim went and told Sdoim, Mashchisim Anachnu. Those two malachim, the Adlul Sdoim, they went to Sdoim, the Atredum in Alma, and they were banished from the world, Biglal de Golu Mistoir in the Mari Alma, because they were Megala Mistoir and they were Megala Nistoris of the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. The Havu Matridin the Azlin, and they were Mutradin pushed away Ad Dizman until the time the Nofik Yaakov Mibes Avoy, until the time Yaakov left his father's house. The Hinun Levon Yase Bechasida, and they came, then they already came with him. Ubahu Yoima, that day, Salkilish, when they came to Yaakov, Salkilish Mei Meroima, they came, went La Shamayim, Onin Vaomrim, and they said, Isu Chamun, go look at Yaakov Chasida. These Malachim were nispoiled from Yaakov. Look at Yaakov Chasida, the Ikunin delay that the Dmus Diuknoi of Yaakov Avinu is Kviya Bekursaya the Yaakov, is Kavu and the Kisei Yaakov, is Chorus and the Kisei Yaakov, the Chazal, the Ponim of Yaakov Avinu. Of Yaakov Avinu. And they were out of their, erased from the Kalim of Hispilus of Yaakov Avinu. So what do we have from here? These two Malachim came and said, Mashchisim Anachnu Zdaim, by Zdaim, Mashchisim Anachnu. And they're called Megalim Mistoirin of the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. And because of that, they were banished. And when did they come back? They came back to Yaakov. Right? And then they were so despoiled, they said to all the Malachim, go look at Yaakov up there. Okay. So yeah, you see there's a certain kesher, right? There's a certain kesher between the Malachim of Zdaim, right? And the course of history for the Malachim of Sdoim changes with Yaakov Avinu. What changes? What does Yaakov Avinu have to do with the Malachim of Sdoim? You find similar to this Targum Yonis, and there's a Yalkut Shemayni in Parshas Vayera, is Peidalet. The Loshon there is, Ki Mashchisim Anachnu, Reb Levi B'Shem Rav Nachman, Malachi Ashoris, Al Yedei Shekilu Mistoirin Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Malachi Ashoris were Megala Mistoirin Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nidchu mimchitzosan kuf lamed cheshana. They were nidchu mimchitzosan kuf lamed cheshana. If you make a cheshbin, so if someone makes a cheshbin exactly, from the time that the Malachim came to Bima Vasar until Yaakov Avinu's time running away is 138 years. Reb Chama Bar Chanina, he says, a one man domar says, gilu mistoirin. Reb Chama Bar Chanina omar, al shen nizgo for omar mashchisim, because of their gaiva that they said mashchisim anachma. The Yalkut Shemayni in Parshas Vayetze basically says the same thing, and he seems to say that this Nisgo and Gilui Misterin is really two sides of the same coin. It's basically the same thing. We have to touch up what does that mean. But Baker, what's the kesher between the Malachim of Zdoim and Yaakov Avin? And Yaakov Avin. I would add a little kasha. So what does it mean? So this is how the historical chronology went. They were banished, Zdoim, right? And then they came back. Where? They came back in the dream of in Yaakov Avinu. Hinei Malachim Oilim V'Yardim Boi. There's only one problem. That never happened. That was a dream, wasn't it? Hinei Malachim Oilim V'Yardim Boi. That was all in Yaakov Avinu's dream. So they came back. They were reinstated in Yaakov Avinu's dream. Okay. They were banished in the real world, and they were reinstated to Yaakov Avinu's dream. So even if that means something, but then they were only reinstated particularly to Yaakov Avinu. No one else had that dream, right? It was to Yaakov Avinu subjectively. To Yaakov Avinu, it klapi Yaakov Avinu. They don't have to be banished. You have to know what that means. They came back in something that didn't happen. They came back. I mean, they came back dafka for Yaakov Avinu. Something. You have to know what that means. The tour. And the pasuk of Ayikach Haseven, as Samer Hashaisav, the Torah asks a question. There's a Gemara in the last parak of Zvachim that Einaisim Mizbeach Midover Shenishtamid Beihedyet. can't make a mizbeach from something which was previously used by a hedjet. What did Yaakov Avinu do? You know, every day Avonim became one Evan, fine. We'll see in a second what the oimik in Avodah of that is. But they became one Evan, but what did he do? And what did he do with this Avon? What did he slept on, right? That was the idea. And then he takes it and made it into a mizbeach. Right? How does that stem with what it says in Zvachim, the end of Zvachim, that you can't make a mizbeach, the Dovash and the Shtabish by Hedjet? So the tour, in the tour, I'll tell you, the tour has the kasha. The Torah says, "Afal gav de isa beperik basra de zvachim de neisim izbeach midovash and nishtamish by hedyet v'bama shari." And a bama is different. That's only in the mikdash. But in a bama, you were allowed to make the mizbeach from something nishtamish by hedyet. So the mechas chinuch and mitzvah mem, and there's a tshuvas chacham sofer and archaim simin mem, also simin mem. The Michas Chinuch asks from a bunch of places where you see that this iser of making a mizbeach midovish and nishtamish by hedjet is even by Obama. So the Michas Chinuch suggests another possibility. The truth, some sefer suggests another possibility. We'll see. Maybe there's al derech that we're going to see. Look, there'll be other things. Could be this has a hesber. The hakdama to the whole thing is an interesting meiri. The meiri says like this. V'chein darkei ha-teira, yediyu ha-teiva hara. The Torah will be media for a mensch, what's good to do, what teiva and what's ra. And somebody who internalizes and is fully aware of what the teiva, what the difference between teiva and ra, v'hayoidov, yoshuv benokel mechatov. Either if he was already chayte, the fact that he has this knowledge of Tov and Ra, enough that you're supposed to go Basar HaTov, that's ingrained in him. So even if that he's Chayitei, he can be Chayzer. He can be Chayzer. Oy, or even better, Yishmar Atzmei Mitchilosei Shaloi La'asaisam. Okay. They can control that. And then he says, that's Sas Chachomim Inyan Omrum Zalein Mazal Yisrael. That even if the mishpat is mechayev, then bad. But since if they're dovuk in toiv and they know that stay away from ra, they can veer from that. They can do tshuva and get away from that, and not lefi what the mazal would dictate. But then he says something unbelievable. He says there can be a higher darga. Ratzaloyma sheim yechayvu mishpatei marochas teldoisei beachas minatchunas. What does ein mazal Yisrael mean? These people taj. If let's say something from his one of the things in his toldos of midas or tchunas ros would theoretically be mazikim darkei hatayra yagdiru v'yishmeruhu mitzukaitim. Darkei hatayra will prevent him from falling in. There's no etza other than to prevent yourself from chet, other than tayra. V'hu etzloy, and that's what it means. The miri taiches the miri nagdama to beis abchir. Who etzli omrei noitzer mitzvah lo yeda dovara. Pasuk is noitzer mitzvah. Some was shemer a mitzvah lo yeda dovara. So listen how he teaches. So till now he just said if you shemer a mitzvah, so then you'll be able to, even though you have bad tchunas and you could fall in and think you have a atzola because you're dovara. What does it mean? But lo yeda dovara. Doesn't lo yeda dovara means more than that, but you can prevent bad things from happening to you. Lo yeda dovara means you won't know. Dovara. What does that mean? V'rotzo ba'omrei layeda dovara. What did it want? Is lahaflig b'kavana. To be maflig, and how vite it goes. Shelo yaziku loy hamoinim hamizgim. The natural things which miteva dvorim would be mazikim. They will not. Not only will they not be mazikim. Avol yichne'u loy lirtzoinai. Their whole mahus will turn around. And they will subject themselves, they will be nichna to him, to his rotzen, and things which are beteva mazikim, the teva will change, and klapi him, they will be nizgala, not to be mazikim, but adarabba, aid him. In other words, he won't even confront ra. It's not that he'll emerge victorious over ra. Neitzer mitzvah lo yeida dovara. He won't even know a dovara because kifi, his darga that he gets to, there's no ra. All the ra is nishapich the tov for him. V'hu maimer b'rtzois Hashem darkei ish. He teaches a pasuk. B'rtzois Hashem darkei ish. When the Eibishter wants, is you know, a person gets to that darga of b'rtzois Hashem darkei ish. Gam oivav yashlim itay. What does gam oivav, meaning the Yetzer Hara, will be mashlim with him? What does that mean? Kloimar, loidai shelo yazikuhu. It's not enough that it won't damage him. Avol sheyashuvu kol hakoiches ahem lehapech tivam v'yiyu loy le'ezer. The teva will turn around and there'll be loy le'ezer. Now, this is the Meiri speaking. It's not some chetel. V'zois hakavone etzli. What the Midrashim are Miramis, Al Shleimus Yaakov Avinu. About the Shleimus of Yaakov Avinu. Vishabihi Yose Baderech, when he was on the road, Rabim, he had many Mainim in Atzorois Vatirdois. Kmeshe Noida, Mehaini, Meinu Haderech, Mipachad Anichbedes. And because of Mipachad Anichbedes, because of the darga of Yaakov, nepach levav kol meineya, the teva of every meineya changed. V'nichna liratzoinoi, listen. V'omar olai yoniach tzadik es roishoi, ad shenisachdu kol hamoinim v'shovu etzlei mirashaysav liikona mitachas liroishoi be'ezves hashyada liikov hatoiva olov. How does he tie up? What was really happening? It's a nice story. The altar from Kelm says that it's a shod that you learn Chumash with young kids. I mean, you have to learn Chumash with them, because the impression that the stories make when you have them as a young kid, so that's what sticks with you. When you look at it as a 17-year-old, as an 18-year-old, as a 19-year-old, you still look at the story like when you were a 5-year-old with no Havana. And you go, it's a nice story. The stones came together. So what do they have to do? The stones, Dr. Meiri, are mesamel of keiches. When you think of mislei iver lesita michshel, stumbling block, what's the typical classical stumbling block? There's a stone in the way. Yeah, true. Stones are mesamel of keiches of ra. What do you call it? Yaakov Avinu got to this darga, Dr. Meiri, of Neitzer Mitzvah Le'yeda Dovara. A person, we'll touch up what that means soon. A person gets to that darga of Neitzer Mitzvah Le'yeda Dovara, even things that mitivam are michshalim, mitivam are mazikim, their teva is nishtana. And what do they want? They're there. As everything that's mazikim, if you really think about the Rabbi, mazik's a bad thing, right? The Rabbeinu Shalom is kulei toiv. How did the Rabbeinu Shalom create a bad thing? The Teretz is, it seems to be bad, because we're not a yerid to the oimek of what the kavana was in the Bria. But be'etzem, it's there. Once you're megala that, and once it's been nizgala, it's tachlis, it's there to be mishamish the person. If a person is oivid Rabbeinu Shalom and gets to a darga that he's dovuk to Rabbeinu Shalom, everything in the Bria is there to be mishamish the person. So if the person gets to that darga, if Yaakov Avinu gets the Neitzer Mitzvah, that's lo yeda dovara, the teva changes and it's mishamish. What does that have to do with the stones becoming one? Because Ra, if you want to say a wall that's about to fall apart in pieces, it's called a kesel ra'ua. The shayrish of ra means separated, breaking apart. What do you call it? So any semblance of breaking apart of ra in the world, that's all the physical guise of any what the world looks like. The second it's nizgala, the Ratzon Hashem, the faker, that this thing now changes and its whole mahus becomes to help the tzaddik, that tzaddik, it's going to help him to do that. There's no pirud. There's no ra. It's all united, and the whole thing is one general. The world is be'etzem one bria of one cheftza of Ratzon Hashem for the Adam, that it all should be miksha achas of Kvayt Shamayim. There's nisyonis and there's ra and there's everything else, because that's how the world is to get to that, and what you have to overcome to get to that. So that's where the ra kicks in. When you get to that level of the tzaddik who is totally ruchni, right, and everything that's beteva is just what its tachlis was in the ruchni, yes, of Kvayt Shamayim, to be mishamed the person, so that everything's one. That's what the avonim become one. That's what's going on here with Yaakov Avinu. That, in other words, this is this darga that Yaakov Avinu got to. Now, what does this darga mean? What does this darga mean? We live in a physical world. A physical world with ra, with nisyonis, with the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer HaTov. That's all. A person can be nichshol, right? A person can be nichshol. One can delude oneself into thinking, right? One can delude oneself into thinking that there's a certain place where the Rabbeinu Shalalem is, there's a certain place where the Rabbeinu Shalalem isn't. Right? That's, you know, that's how Chet comes. Right? That's how Chet comes. You know, famous words from the Kotzker, where's the Rabbeinu Shalalem? Wherever you let him in. Right? So that means wherever the Rabbeinu Shalalem is, bats and regala everything, where you don't let him in, where you have this physical barrier and you don't let the Rabbeinu Shalalem in, so then it's not Rabbeinu Shalalem. Chas v'shalom. That's all in terms of physical, in the, of the physical bria. What if a person is given the kayach? What's this neitzer mitzvah l'yeda davara? A person is given Yaakov, a Yaakov Avinu at least was able beyond all the beyond Avram and beyond Yitzchok. We'll see a Yaakov Avinu was able to transcend that and become ruchni. Yaakov got to a thing. Vayivaser Yaakov levadoi. Right, levadai. The term of levadai, the Sfarim say, is Yaakov Avinu was separate from the whole world. The whole Gashmizdika world was nothing to Yaakov. The whole world was nothing, nothing other than Kalim for Ruchnis. That's this darga of Neitzer Mitzvah Layeda Dovara. When the world is Kulei Ruchni, Kulei for fulfilling its Tachlis, which is to be Mishamish the person who's being Marbek Vaychamayim, so then there's no anything, there's no conflict in the world. And everything is echad, and there's no teva of ra because you've overcome. Ra is in the world with the nisyanus and the battle of the nisyanus, the back and forth of the world. So, without bringing this meiri, Rav Dessler Michtav Melio and Chelik Beis said, starting at page 211, he basically touches up this yisayit. He says there's two ways that one can deal approach the Yetzer Hara. One is full of danger, and one is. What we do, connected the Yetzer Hara, if, I mean, we do avoid the mitzvahs, but you can go, there's a person that, if there's Ra, there's Ra in the world, right? So you want to go and do battle with Ra. You want to do battle with Ra, you can beat Ra, you can break Ra, right? But it's still there. Right? If it's still, it's Kozman, Ra is there, it could be down and out and beaten, right? But if you're handling with Ra, there's always that possibility and that sakana, that the Ra will rub off on you, and a person could be Nichshal, and once the person is Nichshal, there's Ra in the world, the Ra is going to get the better part of you. There is a different way, though, where you don't have that Sakana. Where don't you have that Sakana? If a person gets to the Darga of what the Meiri calls Neitzer Mitzvah L'Yeda Dover Ra, he gets to a thing, there's a difference when you overcome Ra, or when there is no Ra. There is no Ra. There's no Ra in the world. And to a Yaakov Avinu in the Levada, in the level of Yaakov Avinu, there is no Ra in the world. It's all tight. There's no Sakonas in that. Right? There's no Sakonas in that. Now, the Malachi Asharas, these Malachim got punished. These Malachim got punished. What did the Malachim get? What is it? First of all, one might ask, what does it mean the Malachim got punished? The Malachim don't have Bechira. The Malachim are nothing more than a Heft of Ratzon Hashem. The Malachim are the Mohus, the embodiment of the Tzivui, whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom sent them to do. So how are they defined, what the Rabbeinu Shalom says? How are they getting punished b'chol? How are they getting punished b'chol? So this Reb Destel brings already, it's a famous Rach, brings the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel says like this, there's a Gemara in the Sugya that's talking about Acher. Actually, the sugya is talking about Acher, so there's no sugya. The Gemara there says Matatrin, that's a Malach, and the Gemara there says that Machyul le Matatrin Shisin Pulsa the Nur. This is a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tezvav. They gave Matatrin Shisin Pulsa the Nur, a terrible Einish. So the Rabbeinu Chananel al Asar there says, Chas v'shalom sheyesh alav din. Chas v'shalom that there's a din on the Malo, on Matatrin. Elo lahara is le'elisha. It was just there to teach a lesson to Elisha, sheyesh loy odon shehu alav. Just to show him that there was an odon above Matatrin. In other words, the Malach isn't being punished, because the Malach is Ratzon Hashem. Der Faker tzok derach. The Ratzon Hashem could be that it should look to us like a Malach is being punished for us to learn something from what we're seeing in that Malach. Right? So it's not that the Malach did something wrong and the Malach is being punished. The Ratzon Hashem is that the Malach should look like he's being punished, so we should learn something from him. So if Dessler tells it to here, and says, the Malachim, these Malachim weren't punished, they didn't do anything wrong, they're Malachim. If they came and said, Ki Mashchisim Anachnu, which smacked of Gaiva, the Anachnu, right, of Akechi Vaitzim Yodi, if they came and said, Mashchisim Anachnu, they being Megala, what the Eibishter, the Nistoros, how the Eibishter is dealing with the Ra of Stoim, how he's doing battle with the Ra of Stoim, that's not them transgressing it. Their Shlichus from the Rabbeinu Shloilum was to look like that, to do that. What was the point? What does it look like to Avraham Avinu? These people are coming, they're people. Right? And what are they saying, Mashchisim Anachnu? They say Mashchisim Anachnu, and they got punished for it. They're coming and saying, so what was their chet? Two things which are one. Gaiva and Megala Mister. What's the? Let's start with the Gaiva Shabbai. If a person is holding by, what are they doing? They're saying there's Ra of Stoim, right? They're doing battle with Ra. Mashchisim Anachnu, we are the ones, we, people, that's what Avraham looks, they look like people. People are going to do battle with Ra. Right? First of all, that's, if you're not holding on that level where you can and should do battle with Ra, meaning where you have this, if you do battle with Ra, so that's a sakon. You could be mushba from the Ra. It could blow up in your face. Right? It could blow up in your face if you're eradicating the Ra. So if you're not holding there, don't do it. That's the message. It's both messages. Megala Mistayrin means, what are you coming to do? You're taking Ra out of the world. You want to make the world toiv? You're going to go fight Ra. Right? Like somebody's going to go out to be Makarov people, and he's going to go out to the sticks where there's nobody from, where it's a bunch of Mishchasim. This Reb Dessler speaks about that. That's what he's speaking against there in the Shtickle. But you're going to go out in the Mishchasim, and then you're going to go out and you're going to do everything. You don't do such a thing because you're a kid, because it's fakert, it's a sakana to you. Who says you're not going to become Mushma? If you're surrounded by this Ra, and you in this Ra, so then if you go in the sewer, you get dirty. If you go in the sewer, you get dirty. That's if you're not on the darga, there is that sakana. So it's both things. It's Megala Mistyrin means Megala Mistyrin. The Mistyrin of the world is Toiv, right? The guise of the world, the cover of the world is Ra. You're going to be Megala Mistyrin. You're going to fight Ra. First of all, you're not holding there. Megala, you're not the person to be Megala Mistyrin. For you to think that you are is a gaiva. That's the two. That was what was being taught. Because we think Avraham Avinu was, even Avraham Avinu, there was Ra connected Avraham Avinu. Just Avraham Avinu, kifi his madrega was, his avaida, so he was winning the battle over Ra. But to go take Ra by the horns and go and say, I'm going to be Megala, the Toiv in the world, I'm going to be Megala, everything, that even Avraham Avinu shouldn't do it. That's what this Einish to the Malachim was showing, that if you're not holding by there, then don't. How do I know he wasn't holding there? Because even Yitzchak wasn't holding there. What if the Yitzchak, it's Avram, Yitzchak, both, whatever it is, the Ramban brings that the Avonim, what were these Avonim that Yaakov Avinu took to put on things? Those are the Avonim that Avram Avinu used to build the Mizbeach that he was going to be make Akedas Yitzchak. If you're Zeichet, as far as I know, right, when they took them apart and Yaakov Avinu took them for his pillows, right, they were Avonim, right? There wasn't one heaven. That means by Yitzchak, by Avram Avinu, they didn't become one heaven. By Avram Avinu, he took it, he built this Mizbeach, and it was a bunch of Avonim. It was a bunch of Avonim. That means Avram Avinu didn't get to this Darga. So to Avram Avinu, there was Taka, this banishing the Malachim, banishing them. They're getting Nenash for... They're coming to teach you this. What? They're getting nenash because they did something wrong. They're being banished. You should see that what they did was something you should not do. They look like people, right? They should teach them Adam that Adam should not do such a thing. That's then. When you get to the Madrega of Avraham Avinu, that's what it is. Yitzchak, that's what it is. Yaakov Avinu got to this Darga of Lo Yeda Dover Ra. The Darga of Lo Yeda Dover Ra is that there is no Ra. You're not fighting against Ra. There is no Ra in the world. So then just go and show all the Torah. There's no Ra. There's no problem. So just, yeah, everything's good. Then there's no problem. So what does that mean? To somebody on the Darga of Yaakov Avinu, there's nothing wrong with what these Malachim did. Right? To somebody on the Darga of less than Yaakov Avinu, even Avram, even Yitzchak, there is something wrong with these, what these Malachim did. Don't, if you're not holding there, don't do it. Right? If you do it, it's Gaiva and you're Megala Mister, and you're not, you're doing things that are meant to be Nister from you. You're not supposed to be meddling in that. Only Yaakov Avinu. So no problem, why did it happen in a dream? The whole thing was to teach. The whole thing was to teach what the Benjamin was being Megala. Yaakov Avinu, you are at the Darga where this is okay. Right? You were at the Darga. Why? Because you're at the Darga of Levada. You're at the Darga of Levada. What do we see happen? Yaakov Avinu went back to next week's parsha. Pachim Ketan. Talk about that more bariches next week. Well, I won't be here. We won't talk about it next week. But anyway, I mean, I will have a recording next week, but I won't be here next week. The Yaakov, it was Chayzer Acher Pachim Ketan. It was Sakonis Nefoshes, right? It wasn't Pashat. Why are you mistaken to go for Pachim Ketan? A little teacup. You're going to go get your little teacup. The Teretz is, there was no such thing as a little teacup for Yaakov Avinu. Right? Yaakov Avinu was on a darga of Levada, and a darga where everything was Kveit Shemayim. There was no, the physical Bria meant nothing. He had no yachas to it. That's why it's called Levada. Everything is Kveit Shemayim. In other words, what's a Klei HaMikdash? A Klei HaMikdash is something to be marba Kveit Shemayim, to bring the Shechina, right? Every single item in the world to someone on the darga of Yaakov Avinu is a Klei HaMikdash. Everything in the world is a Klei HaMikdash. It's all for the use of Kveit Shemayim. Right? It's all for the use of Kveit Shemayim. What do we have from that? What do we have from that? That's the Torah. So what do we answer? What's Zdayim? What is Malachim of Zdayim? What changed by Yaakov Avinu? That's this Darga of Neitzer Mitzvah L'Yeda Dovar Ra. He got to this thing where there's no Ra, so the message of the Malachim doesn't apply to him. Right? That's why he could see those Malachim Eilim V'Yardim Boy and Fakert. Those Malachim now show, look at all the other Malachim, look at Yaakov Avinu. That what? Yaakov Avinu's looked here and looked at his the partsuf of Yaakov Avinu is chotzuf in the kitzei Yaakov. Now by Avram you also find after the Akedah it says Vayemer Avram Avram, the Yaltet says Avram. What's the repetition of Avram? Avram Shalmala, Avram Shalmata, Avram Shalmala, Avram Shalmata. Which means Avram got to the darga. Everybody has a dugma Shalmala of what he's meant to achieve in his world. His life, and Avram Avinu got to the Darga after the Akedah. Avram Avinu got the Avram Shalmata was equivalent, was the same, identical to Avram Shalmata. But it doesn't say anywhere that the panim of Avram Avinu was chotzuv b'kisei Yaakov. Right? That's what the Malachim are showing about Yaakov Avinu. What does that mean? This is the mensch that was meant to be in the Bria. The kiyum of the Bria, the kiyum Avram of Lamala, Avram Lamata, is this is the Avram that was supposed to be Avram. Right? But the Adam HaElyon that is the embodiment of the Tachlis of a Adam, of the Spitz Adam, that the Adam can achieve the level, that's Tafka Yaakov. The Kisei Yaakov is the Malchus, the ultimate Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the ultimate Malchus, the Adam that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam envisioned in the ultimate Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who attained that Madrega, that's Yaakov Avinu. That's what these Malachim are showing. Ru'u, then is spoil that a person with the trials and tribulations of Ra can overcome that and can get to a Darg of Neitzer Mitzvah L'Yeda Dover Ra and become even greater than the Malachim because he's on a level where who's his Bar Plukta? Sarah Shal Esav, right? He's on a level of Ruchni where he has no Kash Shaychus to Gashmias, but he had to fight to get there, right? Not like the Malachim, that's their whole Lovus. That's what the Malachim were Nispol from. So to somebody on the level of that level, that is the Odom HaElyon, that means what? He is the person to whom everything in the world is Kveit Shemayim. So every Pachim Ketanim by him is a Klei HaMikdash, right? Mizrak Echad Kesef from the Mikdash. You would understand that Avram Avinu would go, that Yaakov Avinu would go back and get because it's Kedusha, it's the Eberstis. This is also the Eberstis. Everything is the Eberstis to him. Everything is a Shtik Kedusha. And Mela, what did the Torah say? The Torah is bothered by Akash. the Gemara in Zvachim, it says in Zvachim that you can't make a Mizbeach from something that's nishtamish by Hedyot. So the question is, how could Yaakov Avinu use these Avonim? Right? So what I was going to say, now I look again at the Miri, I said I didn't have to say it, the Miri said it already, was very simple. This is not called Nishtamish by Hedyot. Nishtamish by Hedyot means you used it for a vachadika, you used it for a gashmiyazdika, oilam hazadika, tzorech, right? He used it for an oilam hazadika, tzorech. You can't take something which was used for a tashmish of Hedyot, right? Tashmish of Hedyot, and use it now for Kodesh, and use it now for Mizbeach. Yaakov Avinu, everything is Kodesh by Yaakov Avinu. If Pachim Ketanim was something that it was worth risking his life for, meaning there's nothing else other than Kvayt, everything is Kalim for Kvayt Shamayim. So his whole Mahus is Kvayt Shamayim. Vahoraya, you see, these Avonim became one by him. What it means, everything is just Kvayt Shamayim. Everything is Nizgala, the Tachlis Abriyah. So then everything is Kodesh. If everything is Kodesh, Bekitzer, by Yaakov Avinu, it's not called Nishtamish by Hedyot. Now, let me read you again the end of the Lashon HaMeiri, and you'll see that my Batsim didn't say anything here. And because of that, the Hepach Lev Levav Kol Meinea V'nichna L'Ritzoinoi V'omar Alaya Niach Tzadik Zeh Reishai, right? Ad Shehisachtu Kol HaMeinim V'shovu Etzlai B'Reishai Sov L'Hikona Mitachas L'Reishai Be'ezer. Why? That's all quite Shemayim. Be'ezras Yada Leikov HaToyva Olav Mikoyach what? Because Yada Leikov. So it's all quite Shemayim because Yada Leikov HaToyva Olav V'heyois. And what do we say it is? Shvirasam Ukniyosam. The Shvira and their Kniya V'heyois Shvirasam Ukniyosam Mizbeach Lashem Hanira Eilov K'maymer Zivchelikim Rachizbor. That these Avonim came, were Rabbim and became one, what does that show? That shows that the Teva of Ra, what appears to be Teva, is only what appears. That Be'etzim is all by the Eivish, there's Kulei Toiv. So Fakert, what was happening here with Yaakov Avinu is the loftiest Tashmish that could have been done with this. It's the ultimate Gilui of Kvayt Shamayim that was done with these Avonim. There's no, by no stretch of the imagination can you possibly call that Nishtamish by Hedyot. So there's no problem over here. Nishtamish by Hedyot you can't use for a Mizbeach. The Menchas Chinuch, even with all the Gemara, even by Obama, let's say. Right? You can't use for a Mizbeach something that's Nishtamish by Hedyot. Yaakov Avinu, these Avonim have no Shaychus. These Avonim were the biggest carbon. These Avonim was the biggest Gilui of Kvayt Shamayim. That's what the Miri said. It's the biggest Gilui of Kvayt Shamayim. Now, these are Madregas that we can only dream of. The Madregas that we don't have. But these Parshas, you know, you have to at least learn. The Ovis are the Ovis of Klal Yisrael. So you have to at least attempt to understand through the Parshas, get a Havana of the Aveda of each of the Ovis. At least you should know, you know, what's up there at the top. Like where the Mahalach of the Aveda, or any Aveda that we attempt has to be like to get to Al Derech, you know, that should be the result of it. That means a person, Yaakov Avinu, was able to attain a darga where everything is Kaddish. Where everything is Kaddish. There's no physical. There's no physical. The limud for us is just, it is to understand that in Be'etzem, that is the Bria. Right? So, you know, in terms of priorities, in terms of at least knowing what's important and what's not important, the very least you could take from that is, you know, opt for a ruchniyistika, you know, content, and for that ruchniyist is be'etzim what you should be striving for. You know.